Hope 103.2 podcast.
Here to spend some time with God along with you. How great to think that we can actually spend personal, relational time with God. And really, our time with God is totally relational. It is what builds your daily relationship with the Lord. That's what God wants for you, not just for you to try hard to live the right kind of life, not just for you to try to resist temptation when it comes, but for you to walk with Him. He involved in your day, totally transforming the way you live. Well, as we live that kind of a life, we find so often, don't we, that there can be just little moments when our guard is dropped down and we find ourselves failing in our goal of pleasing God for the day. C.S. Lewis once said, "The enemy will not see you vanish into God's company without an effort to reclaim you." How true that is in our lives, isn't it? We constantly have to be on our guard. I think of what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, starting in verse 42. He said, "Therefore be on the alert, for you do not know which day your Lord is coming. But be sure of this, that if the head of the house had known at what time of the night the thief was coming, he would have been on the alert and would not have allowed his house to be broken into. For this reason, you too be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not think he will." Well, Jesus' theme is to be on the alert, to be ready for Jesus' return. That's what his point is, but his little illustration really applies to what we're talking about this week as well. These unguarded moments, not when Jesus returns, which could happen at any moment, but when the enemy comes and attacks us or tempts us or puts us in a situation that draws us to disobey God or to fall into that sin we constantly try to resist that keeps coming back to us. Unguarded moments. The devil will always find them in our lives. And, you know, when he does, and when we find ourselves failing in that familiar way, it can discourage us so much that we kind of lie on the ground as a wounded soldier and keep getting run over by more of the enemy. We find ourselves in a downward spiral spiritually. After the event, we see what happened, but what we need to do is to be ready before the event, to be on the alert, to be guarded about every moment, not to let our guard down. The Bible says, "Make no provision for the flesh in regard to its lusts." And that's what we need to do. Constantly be protecting our walk with the Lord. Have you spent some time with the Lord today? Why don't you take a few minutes right now? Get quiet. Be alone with God. Talk to Him about your day, about the things you're going to be facing, and ask Him to walk through your day with you, guarding you, helping you. I'm John North.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.